Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Now, here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today we have a really interesting show, and I want you to know right off the bat, this is not going to have a religious slant, but it is sort of based on the Bible, and our special guest today, Pastor Bill Jenkins, is going to explain that to you. You know here that we never, ever try to slant anything in any particular direction toward any religion. But Pastor Bill Jenkins has a really interesting way to present things. And we're going to talk today about the meaning of this year, 2016, and all it means for you. It's more than just a year. There is some significance and some symbolism to the year 2016 and to the number 16. So this is something I don't know anything about. So we're going to let Pastor Bill Jenkins really tell us about this. I think it's going to be really, really fascinating. So let me bring him on. Good morning, Pastor Jenkins. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm doing awesome, and I hope you and all your listeners are doing well, too.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to have you with us. So what is the significance of this year? Why 2016? Is there a significance to every year?
Well, I believe that there is a significance to every year. Every year has its own dimensions. Every year has its own, you know, sort of different things that happen in it. And what I like to do is look at the numbers. For instance, since 2001, I've been looking at the number one, the number two, the number three, so on and so on. We obviously are in the year 2016. So I think 16 is the number that's a key year to help us identify and understand what's going on, what we can expect, and maybe what our expectations are in this coming year.
Okay, that's great. You know, some people say that when you add it up, it comes out to the number nine, and nine is a spiritual number. Or do you know anything about that? That adding the numbers together. I know that you don't do numerology, but does nine have a significance?
Well, nine does have a significance. It is a very spiritual number. It's representative of what we would call the fruits. So it'd be different things like love, peace, joy. Those would be the things that we would want to develop in our lives more. However, 16 is a specific number. You know, no matter how we get to a certain number, all numbers have a meaning. All numbers have an intent. All numbers, when we understand, what their significance is behind it, you know, will help us to understand what our expectations are for that coming year. There always ought to be things that we do to improve ourselves. And so, you know, you can come to an understanding of a number by putting them together, or they also stand individually. In my book, The New Prophetic Almanac, I'll take 50, the first 50 numbers, 1 through 50, and I'll identify to the reader what those numbers significantly mean, what they represent, and what, you know, you can get an understanding of when you read or see those numbers in life.
Okay. And you base your numbers on things that you've read in the Bible, but they do apply to all of us. So why don't you tell us some of the things, some of the ways that this year is significant to each of us?
Well, I believe when you really study the number 16, and again, it's not just in the Bible, it's everywhere. So, you know, you could go to somebody in who studies numerology, and they're going to confirm a lot of the things that I'm telling you. I just happen to find my research based on the Bible. But when you look at the number 16, it really revolves around four main things. It revolves around love, which we need to be more loving in this universe, more loving in our world, loving the people, even if we don't like them or they don't like us. You know, we need to learn how to walk in what I call unconditional love. Quit having conditions attached to your love and learn how to love people, regardless of who they are, regardless of, you know, what mistakes they've made or what mistakes you think they're making right now. It really doesn't make a difference. What matters is that you walk in love, you know, and so we need to learn that in our lives. It also revolves around marriage and family. So no matter what your family dynamic is, 16 revolves around strengthening your marriage and your family. If you're a single mom, single dad, whatever it may be, if you're single with no kids, whatever situation it was, whatever your family circle may be, I will give you different ways to establish a family mission statement in my book, The New Prophetic Almanac. I'm going to give you questions that everybody can ask and answer. For instance, what are your expectations? What are your boundaries? So get the people in your family in a circle. Have a family meeting and ask them, what are your expectations of this one, that one, and the other? What are some boundaries that we're going to set? You know, if you don't have boundaries in any relationship, guess what? You're going to have chaos. So you got to set some boundaries in order to establish what those lines are that people should not be crossing over. You need to identify the things you want to keep in and things you want to keep out. You know, I'm married. I date my wife every week. I've got three beautiful boys. We have family time every week. You know, good marriages, good families, you know, they do not just come about because you wake up in the morning. You've got to begin to put some effort into it. And so I'll teach you how to establish some traditions, how to deal with in-laws, or maybe there's people who have outlaws, you know, in their relationships. You know, so we're going to teach you who's going to do the chores, who's going to handle finances. Every family's going to be different. I don't tell you what to do. You're going to have to figure that out. Who's the best person qualified to do different things within your family unit in order to make it successful? So when you see 16, it's revolving around the marriage and family. It also, like I mentioned, it revolves around love. It also revolves around personal dominion. You know, this has got to be a year we quit pointing our fingers at other people and draw a circle around ourselves and begin to be everything that we want to be. You know, we make a lot of excuses. We start the year out with a lot of, you know, resolutions, and then a week or two into the new year, they're already gone. Well, guess what? We've got to begin to really put an emphasis on dominating some of those things that have controlled us. Maybe we got hurts, habits, and hang-ups in our lives from the past, from childhood, from adulthood, whatever it may be. Well, I'm going to give you 16 keys in order to get to a place of personal dominion in your life in 2016. I really believe this is a year we got to begin to, you know, rule ourselves and sort of not let those hurts of the past, you know, control us any longer. It's a year when we've got to overcome those things that have held us back and kept us from walking in the fullness of, you know, what our expectations of ourselves are. And then last of all, 16 is in reference to maturity or coming of age. It's that middle point in a person's life from childhood to adulthood. You know, 16 is that age when you get, you know, to get a driver's license. And I put in my book all kinds of different things that, you know, in our world, when you become 16, you're afforded some rights you were afforded no other time in your life. Well, with great responsibility comes great accountability. So it's a year when we got to grow up. We got to come of age. We can't, be adults but act like babies. We got to be more responsible. I tell people that the difference between adults and babies is that babies create work, but adults work. So ask yourself, am I working? Am I doing something to benefit others? Or am I having to always have somebody, you know, coddle me, take care of me, and baby me? Now, if you're a baby, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're 20, 30 years old and you're still acting like a baby and allowing some of these emotional things to hold you back, it's time to get some help, whatever that may be, some counseling, you know, get with somebody who's going to help you do something to improve your life. But 16 revolves around love, marriage and family, personal dominion, and the coming of age. So those are the four things when you see 16, wherever you see it at, that it revolves around, that we really need to begin to have a greater understanding and do our best to sort of fulfill in 2016.
Okay, I like what you said about the baby and the adult. That's really a great analogy. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true because, you know, all you got to do is, you know, this is the, in my book, The New Prophetic Almanac, I'm not going to judge you. You're going to have to judge yourself. The greatest form of accountability is not to have somebody stay on you all the time. The greatest form of accountability and a sign of maturity is that you hold yourself accountable. So you don't need somebody to tell you what you've got to do to change or improve or be better. You know it, and then you step up and then you do it. So you have to ask yourself, am I creating work or am I working? That's a great little indicator to help you understand where you are in your personal life.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like that. Yeah, I mean, the thing is that so many of us do not create our inner experience, and we rely so much on an external experience. And that's harder to do because to look within is not an easy thing to do. But we really don't grow in our life if we don't go in, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the only way to truly experience, you know, legitimate growth is to look within. You know, so many times we can get codependent, you know, we can be codependent, you know, on others, have others codependent on us, whatever it may be, because we are always allowing our lives to be dictated by the feelings and opinions of other people. You know, if somebody thinks we should do something, we do it. If we can't do it for long, then we stop. And we've got to really begin to say, what do we want for our lives? And then what are we going to do to go after this? It's really about 2016 is about drawing a circle around yourself and quit making excuses. You know, quit finding reasons why you can't achieve greatness in your life and go after it with everything you got. But understanding that you've got to make some things happen. You can't wait for things to happen. You can't wait for someone else to make them happen for you. You have to do some things for yourself.
Right. Right. So when 2017 comes, is the focus still going to be on things like love, marriage, family, personal dominion, those kind of things, but just in a different way? How will it change from year to year?
Well, every year has a different meaning. You know, obviously, we always ought to be loving. We always ought to focus on marriage and family, always ought to focus on personal dominion, always ought to focus on maturity. But each year has specific, you know, characteristics and traits that we need to flow on. So, you know, this is a year when I believe, you know, we're given a greater grace, if you will, a greater ability to achieve some of these things in our lives. We need to become more aware of that. And hopefully it will translate into it lasting to 2017, 2018 and beyond. But when you get into 2017, it's going to be a whole nother dynamic. There's going to be a whole nother feel. The atmosphere is going to be different. So you got to, you know, understand. And, you know, this year I'm promoting my book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2016. So next year you'll have to have me back on and talk about 2017 Prophetic Almanac.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect. How does all this, I mean, right now we're in the heat of so many things politically and, you know, worldwide and things like this. But I think right now what's on everybody's mind is this election that's coming up. Where does all this fall into place in this year?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that I talk about in my book is I talk about 16 people to watch for. Now, you got to remember, this was released, the book was done back in September. It was given to the publisher. It was already, you know, ready to go in September of 2015. And two of the people that I told you, because I give you 16 people to watch for in the coming year, two of the people I told you to watch for just happened to be two of the leading candidates for the Democratic and Republican nomination, which is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Both
of
them are mentioned in my book as two people to really watch for. Now, you know, no matter what side of the aisle you fall on, there's different things that are going on, you know, that you can really, you know, apply based upon those four things, you know, whether it be something with love, you know, is what's going on, you know, loving. We see a lot of fighting, a lot of war, a lot of arguing, a lot of negative comments, a lot of bad things going on. You know, America is really at a crossroads where we really desperately want to change. But, you know, I think we have to be careful to make sure that it's going to be the change that's going to bring about some positive results. And so, you know, there may be things that people need to do, whether it be on both sides of the aisle, that they need to do to grow up, come of age, have some personal dominion, watch what they say, be more loving, you know, whatever it may be. So I think that, you know, this is such a crucial year. We have to understand 2016 is not just a leap year. It's not just an Olympic year, but it's also a political year in that we're going to be elected a new president. So this is a pivotal year where what happens in 2016 is going to have an effect in years to come. So this is a foundational year. So whatever we accept, allow, and tolerate in 2016 is going to be around for a season in our lives. So we always got to be careful what we accept and tolerate, because whatever you embrace isn't just going to go away easily. It's going to stick around for a while. So we've got to make sure that whatever we establish in our lives, in our atmosphere, in our world, in our country, in our homes in 2016, whatever we establish, good or bad, it's going to have a lasting effect. It isn't just going to come and go. It's going to come. It's going to be around for a little bit.
Okay, so we really have to pay attention to that. What are some dates for us to watch out for?
Well, I give you 16 different dates. You know, in my book, I talk about colors to watch for. I talk about the vegetable of the year. I talk about, you know, some movies to watch for. I give you the animal of the year, which you may want to talk about in a minute. But some of the dates I give you 16 dates. Again, everything is based on 16 in the New Prophetic Almanac for 2016. But we just had one yesterday, which was March the 24th. The next one is going to be April 18th, May 13th, June 6th, June 16th, July 4th, July 17th. They're all significant days. I don't know what's going to happen, whether it be something individual or corporately, something in your own individual life or something in our world. But I believe that, you know, we have to open ourselves up to, you know, receiving what it may be that we're to get from that specific day that has the potential to lay a foundation for our lives in that coming year. So whatever it may be, I believe that, you know, these dates are important dates for us just to keep our antennas up, our ears open. Just be aware of what's going on around us. Just be extra careful and cautious. Be more sensitive. Be aware. Try to make an effort to allow those four things that 16 revolve around to be a part of your life. And I believe as you do that, you're going to attain greater success in this year.
Very good. Very good. So when we get to these particular dates that you mentioned, these 16 dates, we should just focus on these things that that are important in this year and just realize. Now, does that mean that what we do on those dates and how we act on those dates is also something that's going to stick around?
I think so. You know, we create patterns in our lives, and so we want to make sure that we're creating good patterns. We don't want to just, you know, continue down the same path. You know, you can't keep doing the same things you're doing and expect something different. So these dates, you know, could be something that affects you in your own personal world, something major that goes on in our world in general, but it could be something internal, you know, that you either learn or get or come to terms with or come to grips on something in your life. So I believe they're just great days for you just to sort of keep your antennas up, to be aware and to be conscious of what's going around you and to focus in on those four things that, you know, 16 revolves around.
Okay. Now, you really got my curiosity. I want to hear about the animal.
Well, every year, and it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit strange, but the animal for 2016 is an ape. Now, you know, apes always represent good fortune, intelligence. They have magnetic personalities, but they also can be restless and practical jokers. What I do is I give you 16 characteristics of apes. And these are great characteristics that, you know, you can be aware of. This is why we are declaring the ape is the animal for 2016, but they're considered to be very intelligent. It's been proven fact that they have very big brains. They feed on plants and vegetables. They got great vision. They're efficient in climbing trees. They like going to high places. You know, these are all lessons that we can learn as humans, you know, to go to higher places in our lives. Quit letting the things of life cause us to go for a landing and allow the difficulties of life to start letting us go higher. You know, the higher you go, the more you can see. They crave relationships. They're family-oriented. Apes have a great sense of humor. They defend and protect their territories. They're peaceful and playful for the most part. They're great parents. These are all, you know, characteristics of apes that we can take and really apply them to our life. They're problem solvers. They have great flexibility, great balance, very loving, and they like to learn. They love to be taught. So, wow, what lessons can we learn in 2016 just understanding the characteristics of the apes that we can apply to our own lives?
Very interesting. I like apes. You know, I was once asked, you know, if I could be any animal in the world, what I'd want to be. And I think I said them because they're peaceful, you know. They're peaceful inside. I like that.
And a lot of times, you know, if you ask that question, you know, that's a great question to ask others, ask yourself, you know, great dating question. You know, if you could be any animal, what animal would you be? You know, got to be an icebreaker because it really helps you identify what your personality is. If you ask somebody what animal you would like to be, it really can tell you a lot about that person. You know, if it's
I'll
a lion or a bear or, you know, an ape or a sheep or whatever it may be, it helps to identify who that person is.
I agree. That is a great question. So let's talk about some of the colors of the year. Are there 16 colors of the year?
That's a great one.
Are there
one.
Really no, 16 colors that we can talk about?
Yeah, there are actually 16 colors to watch for, but put in my book four colors to watch for in this year, and you'll see them. You already see them everywhere. If you noticed the Super Bowl, it was the golden anniversary. You'll see these highlighted, you know, with movie stars on some of the Academy Awards, Golden Globes. You already saw some of this stuff, but aqua, emerald, gold, and white. These are the four colors that are going to be dominant colors. They're not just seasonal colors, but they're dominant colors. These are colors that are infiltrating our world. Notice everywhere you go, whether it be a movie, whether it be clothing, fashion world, makeup, watch it on TV, whatever it may be, you're going to hear these colors. Gold has been such a predominant color that has been mentioned out there, you know, just in the first 3 months of this year. But you're going to see, you know, aqua, emerald, gold, white, those four colors are going to be the predominant colors that you're just going to see everywhere. So when you look at a magazine, when the ladies look in there to buy a dress or look at something, those are going to be the colors that are really going to be standing out. You know, whether it be Pantene, just Google it. You know, they'll tell you the color of the year. Again, this was brought out in September of 2015. Some of the fashion world didn't even identify their colors to November 2015. So this was already on the cutting edge, leading the way to declare what the colors were before even some of the fashion industry began to declare some of these colors as the color for 2016.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. There's so much that we don't realize in life that, you know, that goes on, that motivates us. So much maybe intangible that we just sort of know. We know these things because we are spiritual beings.
The thing with colors is the colors have a meaning just like the numbers have a meaning. So just like every number has a meaning, every color has a meaning. So there's, you know, some kind of reference point that when you see a number, when you see a color, that they can help to really help you understand, you know, in a greater way, the intent of what's going on around you. So, you know, it just helps to, you know, take your black and white world and make it colorful when you understand the meaning of names, numbers, and colors in your life, you know, so that you can really get the full meaning out of life that, you know, you're intended to get.
Okay. Now, What are some of the things as far as love goes in 16?
Well, you got to identify what true love is. You know, if you ask 10 people what love is, they're all going to give you a different definition. You know, one of the things when I was a kid, I was born and raised in Chicago, and I loved to get the paper. One of the things I loved to read was the sports page. And then I went to the comic section, and they had all kinds of different things in there. But one of the things they had is they had love is, and then dot, dot, dot. And every day what they would do is they would give you another word to identify love. And so I think it's important that we understand what love is. If we don't understand what love is, we can't really walk in it. You know, there's a phileo love, which is a friendship love. There's an eros love, which is an erotic love. But we're talking about an agape love or an unconditional love that we need to be expressing to others. And so we need to understand that that kind of love is identified through different characteristics. For instance, true love is patient. True love is kind. True love doesn't envy. True love doesn't brag about itself. It's not selfish. It's very unselfish. If somebody says that they love you but they're selfish, you know what? There's a problem that's there. Love never behaves inappropriately. It's not easily provoked. It doesn't think evil. It's not suspicious. It doesn't. It rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It endures all things. You know, love doesn't come and go. It's not up and down. It's not hot and cold, in and out. You know, it isn't here one day and gone the next. If you love, it's there, and it just doesn't go away. Love, you know, is something that when it's identified is what I believe the greatest force in our earth. And so when we talk about walking in love, it's important that we understand what kind of love we're talking about. Unconditional love, where we love without conditions. There's too much of this, I love you if you do this, I love you if you do that, I love you because of this. That's not love. Love says, I love you if you disagree with me. Love says, I love you if, you know, we don't get along. Love loves no matter what goes on. And so we can't put boundaries when it comes to love. We've got to understand that love, true love, is the kind of love that loves without boundaries and loves without limits.
That's so true. Yeah. I mean, I work with people who have difficult relationships based on child abuse and things like that. And they never, you know, they've never learned what true love is. And so they go out into the world and they try to love and they try to have love relationships and they just have difficulty everywhere they go because they were never shown, you know, unconditional love. And so they don't know how to show it to others or receive it from others or what it is, you know. So that's a really, really important point.
Yeah, and that's why some of these things are even connected. You know, for instance, personal dominion. It's so important that you get control of those hurts, habits, and hang-ups in 2016 so you know how to love and you know how to receive love. You know, regardless of what you've gone through in the horrible circumstances, there is hope and healing that's available. So we don't ever want to allow our past to dictate our future. And we can't get stuck in that rut where we allow that to happen. And so as we allow ourselves to get to a level of personal dominion in our life, we're going to start attracting, you know, better things to us. That's why you see people, they get in one relationship, then, you know, they stay in there maybe longer than what they should, you know, and then if they do get out of it, they end up drawing the same kind and type of person back to them. And so, you know, they've got to understand it's a problem internally that as they deal with some of these things, they're going to start drawing and attracting a different type and group of person to them. So it's important. These things that we talk about for 16, they're all connected. And as we understand their connection, I believe it can help us to attain personal success in this year.
Right. Very good. You have some fun facts about the number 16. What are some of those things?
Yeah, one of the neat little nuggets that I always like to put, in my book is, you know, just some fun facts, you know, historically, spiritually, biblically, politically, sports, entertainment, whatever it may be. But 16 is so much a part of the fabric of our lives. You know, 16 Candles was a movie back in 1984. First Academy Awards was held on July 16th. 16 was a show on Nickelodeon. It's also been the name of a Polish band. The bands Green Day and No Doubt both sung songs entitled 16. Sleeping Beauty, you know, everybody knows the story, the movie. You remember that a spell is placed on the princess that when she reaches her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on a spindle of a spinning wheel and she will die. So it's everywhere. You know, in sports, the NFL has 16 regular season games. World Cup soccer has 16 teams that qualify for the finals. 16 is the number of wins that a team must get to in order to be crowned a champion in the NBA and NHL, since they have a best of four series. You know, Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl. He's one of the people I told you to watch for, but, you know, he just won the, he won the Super Bowl and then he just retired. He wore the number 16 at the University of Tennessee. Chess, 16 pawns in the set. You know, each person starts with 16 pieces. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. All of these things, you know, we could go on and on. I could tell you for hours all of the facts that we list here in the book, but the Boston Tea Party occurred on December 16th. Tennessee was the 16th state in 1796. The Mayflower ship set sail on July 16, 1620. So it just goes on and on. General facts, Jupiter has 16 satellites, 16 ounces of a pound. You know, Donald Trump has a hotel, 16 in Chicago. You know, if you take the Myers and Briggs personality things, there's 16 different personalities. 16 is a city in Kentucky. So just on and on. 16 is such a, you know, so it's so much a part of the fabric of our society. It's everywhere. And as we learn to pay greater attention to it and become more sensitive, I believe these things are going to be brought back to our attention, what we need to focus in order to be successful in 2016.
And can you find this many things within each year?
Every year, yeah. I mean, you know, you have 30, 31 days for the most part in every month other than February. So, yeah, every single year, you know, there's something. So, you know, what I've been doing for the past few years is writing a book on a yearly basis talking about that number. For instance, last year I wrote a book called 15, all about the number 15. This year we just changed the title of it a little bit, call it the New Prophetic Almanac for 2016. But the premise is still the same. We're looking at those numbers to help us identify exactly what our expectations are for that coming year.
Okay, good. That's good. So we have a lot to look forward to. Each year you're going to provide us with something, right?
That's
exciting. That's
exciting.
I'm sure you put a lot of time and thought into these things. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. It does take. It takes a lot of time. I mean, this isn't something you just sit down and write in 30 minutes. I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, is very important to me. I do feel a calling to do this because I do feel like it helps a lot of people to keep their focus. You know, without a vision, we're not going to make it. So we've got to have a vision. We've got to have some direction. And what I like to do is help point people in the right direction. You know, show them the right way so that they can obtain everything that they want to obtain. Sometimes I feel like I want more for people than they want for themselves. And so as, you know, I write these books and as they read them, I think people are really coming to a greater understanding that, you know, they can be more and have more in life than what they've had in the past.
Yeah. I, you know, I mean, there's some of us in life are teachers, and we really do want this for others. You know, I feel the same way. I'm writing, just finishing up writing my book, writing a book, which is my third book. But yeah, I do it because I want to share knowledge with people. I want to give people that opportunity to grow on their own, to wake them up, give them a, you know, wake up call. So, you know, in the beginning, I didn't mention, but I wanted to tell my listeners that Pastor Bill Jenkins is the founder and senior pastor of the Church of ACTS, as well as a television and radio host. What are you still hosting shows, Mr. Bill? Let's see what happened.
Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Okay, that's really strange. Okay, anyway, did you hear what I said? Are you still are you still hosting television and radio?
Yes, we have a weekly television program, and we're in the process of obtaining an internet radio station to be able to get messages out like this all around the world.
Okay, great. You'll have to let me know about that, and then we can put that up on your show page so that people know how to find those things. So at this point in the show, there might be some things that you want to share that maybe I haven't asked you about or something like that. So is there something that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity coming on and talking about the book. You know, this is, I believe, just a crucial year, 2016. And I just, you know, really want to encourage people, whether it be through Amazon, eBook, Kindle, or going to my website, churchofacts.org, to get a copy of this book. It's more than buying a book. It's more than selling another copy. It's really about getting the message out to people. I believe that wisdom is the principal thing in life, that if we can obtain that it's going to really cause us to experience greatness in our life and go to another level we would never go to without it. So I really encourage people to go get a copy, Amazon, eBook, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, wherever it may be, including my website, churchofacts.org. If you don't mind, I'd also like to let people know that, you know, I actually have two churches, one in Ontario, California, and then one in Indianapolis, Indiana. So if you're in the Ontario, California area or the Indianapolis area, you know, come and join us. You know, the church in Ontario, California is called Destiny Land Christian Center. And then in Indianapolis, it's called Church of Acts. And so we're trying to do whatever we can to help people. You know, we're not trying to go over their heads, shove, you know, different things down their throat that they may not be ready for. But we do want people to know that there is a better way, that, you know, they can experience, you know, greatness in their life, and they can attain a level that they haven't gone to before. And so, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you today, and I can't encourage people enough to go get a copy of the New Prophetic Almanac for 2016. It's 180 pages filled with inspiration, information, divine revelation. So get it, go check it out, and enjoy it, and use it sort of as a template for success for this entire year, because it's not just something you read and put down. It's sort of a daily little journal you can keep with you to learn something every single day for this year.
And that's really the point of what you do, is really to be kind of a source of strength and hope and guidance and those kind of things. And I think that's why people look towards religion and, you know, and those who represent religion. Not everybody does that, but many, many people do. Many people do. So is there a way to contact you? What happened? Why do we keep going? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a way to contact you?
The best way to contact me is probably through the website at churchofacts.org or destinylandcc.org. So either one of those. You can also follow me on Twitter at @PBillJenkins. We send out a daily little encouraging word to everybody as you follow us there on Twitter and on LinkedIn. So you can connect with us a lot of ways, and we'll send out a daily message to everybody just to sort of encourage you and help keep you on top of your game on a daily basis.
Well, we can't ask for more than that, right? That's easy. That's easy. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing this really fascinating information with me and my listeners, because, I mean, this is just something we just don't know about. This is very cool stuff. So thank you for enlightening us this way, and I really, really appreciate it. So I wish you a beautiful day. And, yeah, you'll let me know when you have the next book so we can talk about 17. Are you already working on
it?
Do you work on that a year ahead of time?
When I feel it. Yeah, right now I'm just promoting this one. So it's so much work. I wait until I really feel it in my gut. But I appreciate you having me on. And, again, go get a copy of the New Prophetic Almanac for 2016. It's kind of like the Farmer's Almanac, just the Prophetic Almanac. So if you get it, I know you'll be blessed.
Sounds great. Thank you, Pastor Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So we are out of time today. But if you have any comments or questions about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is always RandyGFine.com. And stop by my website, RandyGFine.com. And it's my hub. It's where I have everything. I've got links to every show I do. I'm actually coming up on my 5th anniversary of A Fine Time for Healing in April, so that's pretty cool. And I thank you all for being my listeners and supporting this show the way that you do. So if you do enjoy listening to my shows, I would love for you to become a show follower, and you know that way you'll be advised of all the programming that's coming up. You know, it's very interesting. I get really, really great people that come to me. I don't seek my guests. They seek me. And as it turns out, they're usually amazing, and they usually present a point of view about life that maybe we haven't considered, and that's what I like to do here on A Fine Time for Healing, is give you many, many perspectives on life and well-being so that you can choose what feels best to you. So just keep listening, and there's always going to be more and more and more and more. So thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author and life issues counselor Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. There's a